Welcome to your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for St. John WA. Save 000 for emergencies.
What
is that sound? Mix 94.5's Sounds of Perth.
This morning we've got Jamaica in Auburn Grove. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you going this morning, Jamaica? What are you up to?
I'm literally just been listening to the radio all morning, vacuuming, waiting for this moment.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you been on board, you know, the whole time?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Ask my partner.
Listening, you know, the clues, have they been speaking to you?
Yeah, this round's a little bit harder than the last, but I've been doing some research.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, Jamaica, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you Mix 94.5 Sounds of Perth, and then we will come to you for the guesses. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We need very specifically all sounds 1 through 4 for $10,000. What have you got for us, Jamaica?
Okay, number one, turning the handle on the coin slot on the rotary dolphin wishing well at Hillary's Boat Harbour. Mm-hmm. Number two, putting wax on a surfboard at Cottesloe Beach. Number three, pulling a trolley out or separating the trolleys at Perth Airport. And number four, pulling the dog waste bag from the dispenser at Lake Munga in the dog exercise area.
Okay, very specific. I love it.
So we need these specific answers.
Yes.
Very clear.
Go to the...
Can we all just wait for a little bit?
I mean, we
just
know,
build the tension.
Because we do know that a few of them are correct.
Yes, we do.
Because three of them have already been revealed.
Yep.
I mean, it's number one that we're after, really. It is, that's the big one. How confident are you about that sound, Jamaica?
I haven't been to Hillary's. I'm obviously down south. So yesterday at work, I did a quick sneaky peek at what the rotary actually looks like. And that's the only thing that I can think is left.
Okay.
Wow. Mm. Okay, good. Bit of research there.
Yes, okay.
All right, jeans.
The dolphin thing makes a bit of sense with the flippers.
Yeah, it
does.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put us out of our misery, jeans. Have we just given away 10 grand?
Jamaica, I can confirm this morning that you have correctly identified all four sounds of
Perth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Jamaica!
Plus, you identified sound number one, so an extra $1,000 to you as well. $11,000 this morning to you, Jamaica.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
$11,000, Jamaica. You have just revealed Mix 94.5's Sounds of Perth. How are you feeling about that?
I'm just glad I finally got through and I was able to get it right.
There's no going back to the vacuuming now, Jamaica.
No way.
Oh, Jamaica, you said you were trying to work it out with your partner, were you?
Well, this round he kind of just listened, but the last time we definitely tried to work things out together. But he's just been listening to my vents, really.
Oh, and what are you going to do? 11 grand. What's that money going to go on?
Oh, it's going to help me not live paycheck to paycheck for a little while, that's for sure. But I definitely want to put some away so I can take a weekend holiday because I haven't been on one in so many years.
Oh, beautiful.
Any thoughts? Where are you going to go?
I loved down south when we were little, so I might just take a trip down there.
Perfect.
Good
nice.
Idea. Yeah. Spoil yourself, Jamaica.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Hey, we're going to pop you on hold. We'll pass you back to the producers. This is the fun part. This is where they get to tell you how 11 grand is going to be pretty much immediately ending up in your bank account.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Have faith.
Believe.
You must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
No, I'm just going to say it. Come straight out and say it. What? Feeling confident today.
Oh, are you? Great. Well, Pete, meet confident. Nicola. Nicola, meet Pete.
Hi, Nicola.
Good morning.
Nicola, this morning we're going to hit Pete with a general knowledge question, and we're just going to hopefully get... Well, he always tries. He does always try to get it correct. Mm. And all you're going to do is tell us if you have faith in him or not. So, Pete, you should leave.
I'll leave.
Leave momentarily.
I'll leave. Thank you. I'll be back.
We do want you to return.
All the best.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Nicola, how's beautiful Maida Vale this morning?
Oh, really good, although I've already left for work.
I'll have you. Yes. All right. Well, look, Nicola, we're going to give Pete a question. Now, if you know Pete, you know that he goes to the gym at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's, you know, quite an embarrassment. And we're going to ask him a question based on fitness and nutrition. That's going to be the category. So what do you think? Do you have faith that he would know the answer to a question on that or not?
I'm going to say faith because he was so positive this morning.
He is positive.
He's a positive.
We do
most
call him
mornings.
Positive
yes.
Pete most
yes.
days anyway. Yeah. But you know, if you have faith and he gets it correct, you will win the prize. If he stuffs it up, you'll win nothing. We'll send him back
fine.
In. We won't tell him.
We won't tell him
whether you have faith or not. Look at that smile.
Hello, Positive Pete.
Hello, my friends. Wonderful to be here. Nicola?
Yeah?
Not that you can tell me just yet, but I hope you chose faith, mate, because I'm feeling confident. Hit me with it. What do you got?
All right, Pete. Your question will be on the category of fitness and nutrition.
Okay, all right. You know, I've been learning a bit about that stuff the past couple of years.
Yeah. So. Currently shredding.
Shredding at the moment.
Yeah, shredding, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to.
Pete.
Yes?
Put these items in order from lowest amount of calories to highest.
Oh, okay. Go
Can you
on.
Bring Spanish fly down a little bit?
I feel like it's now hearing the question, I feel like it's going to be exactly where we should be. All
Look,
right.
There's okay. some food items here. Put them in order from lowest amount of calories to highest.
Oh, no, I'll get a pen.
You'll need to write some down.
I used to play this, but with dollars on The Price is Right.
Okay. An avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Medium-sized avocado.
Medium size, yeah.
1 teaspoon of honey.
Teaspoon of honey.
1 piece of KFC hot and spicy.
Oh.
The breast piece that I know you love the most.
Anybody else just mouth just
yeah,
start watering?
In fact, the whole thing sounds like a beautiful meal.
hot and spicy.
1 piece of hot and spicy, the breast piece, and 1 slice of Woolworths chocolate mud cake.
Okay.
So an avocado, 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 piece of KFC hot and spicy, the breast piece, and 1 slice of Woolworths chocolate mud cake. Put them in order from lowest calories to highest.
That's a bloody good degustation already you've got started there.
Got everything. Yeah.
Nicola, without saying anything, without giving anything away, would you be confident that you could get this?
I'm pretty confident, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it, Nicola? Like, you know, 1 teaspoon of honey is so tiny, so you'd put that as number one. The avocado's healthy, you know, it's got the oils and the fats in it, the good stuff, so you put it as number two. And then I'm thinking between the hot and spicy breast piece and the slice of mud cake, I mean, cake is cake. So you drop that in at 4 and hot and spicy in at 3. So, but the thing that gets me about this is that one of the things that I have been learning when it, and not that I count calories necessarily, but it's that when it comes to foods, sometimes they are not what you think they are in terms of what they have.
Very high calorific value.
I could go the other way here. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust me gut, which knows all of these foods very well. I'm going to put them in the following order.
Okay.
I will put the teaspoon of honey first. Just because I've got this feeling like it should be a little bit different, I'm going to put the KFC second.
Ooh.
And it's a whole avocado, right?
Yes.
I'm going to put that third and I'll put the mud cake fourth.
Okay. Fourth. Nicola, do you want to lock in your answers? Which way would you go, do you think?
I would probably put, the honey first.
Yep.
The
this is like playing Sounds of Perth all over again.
The avocado second.
Avocado second,
The cake third and the
chicken fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's all reasonable.
All right, put us out of our misery. What have we got?
Pete, I can tell you that you are incorrect.
Bugger.
Nicola, I can tell you that you are incorrect.
Oh, what is it?
Bloody teaspoon of honey.
It's the bloody teaspoon of honey, isn't it?
No, the teaspoon of honey comes in at a very low 21 calories.
Okay. Is that first?
First
is the teaspoon of honey.
Then the piece of mud cake at 290 calories for one piece of the mud cake. The avocado coming in with 320 calories. And the KFC, 470 calories. Although, Pete, I thought it was really sweet that you thought KFC had come in second.
You're number two.
It's just trying to justify I'm going to do tomorrow night at treat night.
One piece of chicken beating an entire avocado.
Oh, but of course, this is the moment we find out. We need to know, did you have faith in me or not, Nicola?
I had faith, but that's fine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, mate.
Because you were so confident. Bit of a tough one. Avocado, although it's good fats, lots of calories.
Lots of calories,
there. 320. I mean, look, for another 150 calories, you can have a piece of chicken.
Makes me feel very good about my future choices.
Last year, Aussies were scammed out of over $300 million. Phone scams.
It's a scam.
It's not a scam.
Identity theft.
Who are you, really?
Even on Tinder.
The man I love was never real. Everything's a lie.
So who's doing it? How do we avoid it? And can you get your money back?
How could this happen?
On Mix 94.5, it's Pete, Matt and Kimber's Scam Week.
Scam Week. Guys, there's a lot of scams going about. They're everywhere.
Mm.
There's a scam right now looking at you, ready to take over your life.
Yes.
And wants you. A man who knows his way around scams, not as in he's done them.
No.
But as in he knows how to protect you from them, is everybody's favourite tech bloke, Trevor Long from EFTM, and he joins us now. Good morning, Trev.
How do you know I'm not a scam?
We don't.
No, exactly.
All the best to you, buddy. Take care.
It's been good.
Well, I guess that's
and
it,
you know what?
Trev.
Can I just say, that to me is a really important thing to say because it really is important that you question everything.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds ridiculous, but the problem with scams is they trick us. They make us... False sense of security is what lulls us in to click those buttons. You've got to question everything, every phone call, every email, every text. That's what matters.
Okay.
Yeah. Even I had friends who were on the overseas trying to organise their visa to move to Australia, and we'd been talking about it. And then suddenly over Facebook Messenger, he said to me, oh, I need you to give me your full name, your passport number. And I was like, all of a sudden, I didn't trust him, and I wrote to him and said, okay, mate, if you were at a bar and you were going to do a karaoke song, what song would it be? Because I knew what my friend would say. And when he gave the correct answer, I was like, okay, you can have my info.
Oh, okay, yes.
Nice. That's good work. It's really important information that you're being asked to hand over. Things that you need to protect in your life are your passport number, driver's license number, date of birth, and address. But the more you think about handing over your details, so for example, come up with a fake birth date. Just your online birth date. And that's the birth date you use when you're signing up for a shopping site or, you know, discount deals site, because they are never going to need your real birth date, ever. And the same way that I say always use an online credit card. If you've got a credit card or a debit card that has access to all of your money, sign up with your bank to one that has a $1,000 limit, which means that you can never be scammed out of more than $1,000 if you're using that credit card online.
Trev, we've talked before about something like Matt had brought it up where, you know, someone went to go and book a doctor's appointment and you think you're booking it online and it actually goes through an outside centre and they're asking for your date of birth to verify who you are, but then you've suddenly given your information to an external source, but without doing that, you can't book your appointment.
I'm the same. I'm like, you know what, I'm better off just ringing up and booking, because handing over all that information to a third party doesn't really feel necessary.
No.
But it's really about what the doctor needs at the other end. So there's a balancing act between how important it is to hand over that information and who's needing it.
Trev, in the world of scamming, and we're all becoming very frightened, and we seem inundated by these things. Are there any that we can sort of just cross off and not worry so much about? I'm thinking the phone calls where there's no one on the end of the phone, or
they all mean something.
Okay.
So let me give you an example. When I get those phone calls, and it's just nothing there. You think, what's going on here? And you go, hello, hello. And then it just goes, blip, hangs up. It's them validating a phone number.
Okay.
Because you've got to remember, there's nothing to stop anyone calling anyone. Mm. You know, I could call Scott Morrison, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, if I had his number.
Sure.
Now, I don't have his number, but I could dial every single number combination. I will get him at some point.
Mm.
That's what scammers are doing. They're just dialing every number. And when you pick up, it validates the number. In the same way that when you respond to an email and say, go away, leave me alone, you're actually telling them that you're real.
So what if it goes to the message bank, though? Does that still validate it?
It will still validate it.
So what do you do?
Yeah. There's nothing you can do. Okay. Honestly, there is nothing you can do other than engage as little as possible.
Trevor, one of the things that I noticed coming back to PC was the little McAfee pop-up window. Those scam softwares that are meant to protect you. I never had those on Apple, and I didn't even realize that in this day and age, they are still a thing. Are they still a thing? Do you need them anymore?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether you're Apple or PC, you should have internet security software. So if you do a search on the internet for a certain thing, it'll actually scan those websites and say, don't click on this one. It'll actually stop you from clicking on a bad website. And so the software that is out there, McAfee, Trend, Micro, those kind of companies, it's like insurance. You don't drive a car without insurance.
Okay.
In most internet security softwares, and there's only four big companies that do it, McAfee, Trend Micro, Kaspersky, and Norton. If you have one of those, they will essentially be your guide. They will be the ones that tell you, do you want this? And you'll say yes if you don't know what it is. Take their advice every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
For more on this, EFTM, that's where you head and catch up with everything that Trevor Long is across. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Good advice for people. I think it's a great idea to be doing this.
Pete, Matt and Kimber know there's more reasons to cheer loud this footy season at Crown.
Allen, unbelievable!
And right now, it's time to get that West Coast Eagles feeling.
Can you believe this?
Please welcome Oscar Allen.
Oscar, you beauty. How are you?
Good, mate. I didn't realise it made you that nervous.
So nervous.
Oh, yeah. Our hearts are fluttering every time we speak to you, bud.
How are you guys going? Good? Having a good morning?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good. It's a beautiful day outside and looking forward to getting amongst it.
Are you allowed to go outside?
Good question. Yeah, you are, but as long as you've got some sort of distancing with any other human being that doesn't live in your household or play footy with at the moment.
Is that right?
Well, that's been restrictive because you had a birthday, didn't you, Oscar?
I did, yeah. It was my birthday last week. I'm getting old. And
yeah, all right, mate. What are you, like 23?
Yeah, 23.
Okay, happy 23rd, mate. But you didn't get to do anything for it?
No. As I went out to celebrate breakfast with some family, I was informed by my mum that half the family had gone down with COVID that morning. So didn't get to catch up with them, but that's all right. They're all going well and they're feeling healthy, which is the most important.
That is good. We're glad to hear that, buddy. And obviously, let's get to the footy. A loss in first round is never fun. But obviously, we talked last week about the various issues with injury and whatnot. How do you read it, and how the boys feeling?
Yeah, as far as losses goes in round one, it wasn't actually too bad. I didn't think, obviously, you want to win every time you go out there, and that's our goal. But I thought we played with really good spirit, and I thought a number of our younger players, like Luke Foley or Jermaine Jones, if you're watching the game, guys that you might not know of as much, they played really, really well and really started a good formation for them to have a really strong season, I think.
His name did shout out at me, actually, Jermaine Jones. It sounds like a great rock star name, doesn't it?
It is JJ as well. Yeah. It's a terrific big name.
Hey, Oscar, there's been a huge dust-up over Willy Rioli now being cleared by the AFL Tribunal it was front-on contact with Matt Rowe from the Gold Coast from the game last week. And the AFL has come out and, you know, they've had their thoughts. Do you just sort of look at it all and go, guys, a lot of noise here. It's not that complicated. It's football. Sometimes things like this happen.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting when you go through the processes because there's obviously the original match review panel that give out their verdict, and then the club correctly decided to challenge it and Willy was let off, and now there's all this debate about where the AFL are going to challenge it back in court. So there's a lot of steps that go on that I'm really not too sure about. I'm lucky enough to have not been involved with the match review panel too much at this stage of my career, and hopefully it stays that way, but there's a lot of politics that go on behind the scenes.
Mm. I've seen just as many articles about football players' haircuts, Pete. Like, you guys all need something to talk about, and it's football season, so we need to big up a story every week. And this week it's Willy because there was nothing else. But
Free Willy.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it a bit tough this year when, you know, you want to go out there and do your best, Oscar? You always go out there to win. You try really hard. But, like, maybe deep down West Coast know that, you know, this is a bit of a rebuild year?
Interesting question. I don't think it's a rebuild year personally.
Okay.
You look at a lot of teams like Sydney and Geelong who people looked at, they were probably going to have a rebuild, and they bounced back really quickly. And I think we're the exact same. We've still got a lot of great young talent on our list, and we do have a lot of injuries in the moment. But the silver lining with that is that a lot of younger players are going to get exposed to things they probably wouldn't have at this stage in their career. And that's great for their development. So when we get some cavalry back, we'll all be in a better position to be successful as a group.
And, mate, just briefly, as an elite athlete yourself at the, you know, the beginnings of your great career, what do you think about someone like Ash Barty calling it a day at 25?
It's really interesting, isn't it? She's someone that's achieved a lot in her sport, and I don't know. I think it's become more of a common trend. If you look at the AFL the last couple of years, you've had some really high-profile players like Tom Boyd retire early.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have people on the other end of the scale with the advancements in scientific medicine, where players in the NBA and NFL are playing until their early 40s.
Yeah.
So I think it just becomes more of a mental thing for players. And in Ash's case, playing professional tennis, you get a really solid wage. So it's probably got to the stage where it's no longer a money issue for her. And if she doesn't want to play tennis because she doesn't have the love for the game or that competitive drive, then she shouldn't be forced to play. It's just like anything.
Yeah.
Sport starts out being something you do for fun and enjoyment. Mm. And once you don't have that anymore, it's really up to that athlete themselves to pull the pin. And congratulations to her. She had a great career. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see her out there playing another professional sport. She's
yes.
already played professional cricket and tennis. So,
she's a big Richmond Tigers fan, and she's got a press conference announced for today. Maybe we'll see her in the AFLW. Oh, no. Who knows? So, mate, nice to catch up with you. Good luck to the Eagles. They take on North Melbourne this Sunday. Bounce down is 10 past 10 our time, and we'll chat to you again soon, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See you, bud. Hey, guys, I got that text message from my vet saying it's time to take Florence the Dalmatian to the vet for her vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
We went Moderna. and so, you know, obviously I booked in to go there. And you know how life is. We all have things that we wish we did differently. And you sort of put it away, you put it aside. And it's only when you have to sort of confront it, like going to the doctor or going to the vet, that you go, oh, damn it, why didn't I do that thing for the last 2.5 years that I said I was going to do?
Sure.
And we've been fat shamed a couple of times for Florence the Dalmatian's weight.
Oh, down at the park and stuff, or just friends,
well, and
family.
Also by the vet. And, you know, and I don't say this with any, like, this isn't funny. Like, we don't want to neglect our dog. We love our dog, and perhaps we're a little bit too kind of, oh, you're so cute, have this to eat, you know.
Right.
And as the time came to go to the vet, I started looking at Flo going, you're not quite looking like the svelte figure that we were told we needed to have.
And it's all right for us to crash diet before a
yes.
Friday night, squeezing into a dress, but like really hard to pull off with your dog a week before the vet.
Very hard. Apparently you're supposed to, with Dalmatians, you're supposed to be able to see the ribs, not the leftover ribs that we ate last night's dinner, which is what we're having. So I took it to the vet. And, you know, she's so gorgeous. And the vet, you know, all the people there at the vet love her. And the first thing they say is get her on the scales. And I knew what she weighed last time. And, oh, God, it's like 2.5 kilos.
Oh.
Like really bad.
What,
like
I'm heavier?
Heavier. And I'm, as I say, I mean, this is not, it is my job to not neglect my dog and to be stricter on my dog and not allow that to happen. But it was quite confronting to see that much.
When you put her on the scales, what was the look on her face? Was she like, oh, I know what's going to happen here?
I don't know. She seemed oblivious. She's so happy and just wagging her tail, yeah. just waiting for something else to happen. And there was another puppy in the other room and she could hear that. And it was a miracle that I got her to be on the scales long enough to, you know, let's be honest, I don't have a lot of control over yeah. Florence the Dalmatian. I love her to death, but she doesn't listen to a word I say.
That was the 2.5 years where you were like, maybe we should have given her training.
Well, we did do the training, but as you know, Kimba, it's not about just doing the training. It's about keeping it up.
You've got to keep doing it, yeah.
Like, who hasn't learnt the 10 words in Italian when you're flying to Rome? You know, but you never keep it up, right? You've got to keep this stuff up. Anyway, you know, I got a very firm talking to, and because, you know, nothing's been working too right. I had the thermometer up the bum and I was holding on to her when that happened, and she sort of, you know, jolted and whatever, that was fine. Mm. She didn't seem to enjoy it. But we have got her now on the supermodel diet.
Oh.
Right.
And she is not a happy girl. That's her watching because she now has to sit on her bed whilst we have dinner. And that's her watching because you normally she'd be allowed to sit under the table where, of course, she was getting tickets. No longer. Sorry, kid.
Oh, no. Pete, Matt and Kimba. Guys, we got an explanation.
Make
that word up. Explanation from Nigella. The lovely Nigella Lawson, the, you know, the chef mm-hmm. extraordinaire. When we were during COVID times, and we're probably still in that, but during lockdowns, she was doing a few little cooking shows from her house,
mm-hmm.
just recording a few things. And at one point, she said the word microwave and it ended up going viral because people were doing articles everywhere saying, oh my God, Nigella Lawson doesn't know how to say microwave.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave. Now,
of course.
She didn't even blink because she went on to, you know, yeah. continue cooking. But she was on the project a couple of nights ago and she explained how it came about.
Do you know how all families speak in the sort of nonsense words? So, you know, I use desecrated coconut, you know, and when if I get some new appliance, I have to read the instructions. If I'm going somewhere, I will have to text someone to say, I'm en croûte. I mean, you know, all families have those words.
All families have those words.
I just think it's so sad that we live in a time that people wouldn't think that that was tongue-in-cheek, that yeah. they would hear that going, oh, she can't say the word right. I mean, for goodness sake.
But I've had these words my whole life. My dad has a whole dictionary uh-huh. of you need to speak fluent dad to know what we're talking about. But our whole family have been raised that way, so all the grandkids talk the same. Right. And I was like well into my 30s before I realised that a word that my dad made up is not universal.
Oh, go on.
I thought the word gonk was a real word.
Really?
What is a gonk? What is gonk?
It means to go for a nap, like go and have a good gonk. If you have a good gonk, then you're having a sleep.
That's a ripper.
I like
right?
that.
Right, and I didn't know. I just thought it was like the word noggin, for example, when people use noggin for sure. head. I just thought it was that type of word where, yeah, it's not a real word, but everybody knows it. And so I was like, oh, if you have a good gonk, you'll be okay. And everyone was like, what? And so we have heaps. We say, like, if something's broken in our house, we say it's broke-derated.
Broke-derated.
It's broke-derated all the time. Like, we don't say moth, we say mop. Like, mops. Oh, there's mops everywhere. Oh, or there's a mop in the house. Like, we have so many, it's countless. Have you guys got family words?
Well, we say bananas instead yeah. of bananas.
Oh, yeah?
And that came from the Wiggles. Like, we're just watching so many of the Wiggles episodes with the kids. And then there's a song and it was like apples and I like to eat apples and bananas, not apples and bananas. And then that just stuck.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani.
Look,
what's the is that producer Jeans there? Saying we say hip pops instead of hiccups.
Yeah. Tell us your family word.
Cherie and Wanbro, what have you got?
Okay. So when my sister was a little girl, she came up with the name fish face instead of a flannel.
Okay.
So whenever she needed to wash her face or whatever, clean up a mess, she would ask mum for a fish face.
Oh, and have you carried on with it?
We have. Even my kids call it a fish face.
Oh,
so.
I love that.
It's a funny cute. Thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That everyone, it's literally generations still using the language. It's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Tanya in Kallaroo, what's the family word you're using?
Winkle pips.
Oh, ooh. What's a winkle pip?
A winkle pip is when you've got sleep in your eyes.
Oh, clean that winkle pips out of your eyes,
yeah.
Will you? Oh.
So when my daughter was little, she'd say, I've got winkle pips in my eyes, Mum.
Oh, she doesn't even know where she created it from.
No.
Oh, cute.
Just appeared one
day. Sounds like a Disney story, doesn't it? Hey, Nina's in Joondalup. Nina, what's the word that your family basically made up?
Our word is Momos for marshmallows.
Momos.
When my daughter was a little girl, little baby, my mother being ethnic, she actually couldn't say marshmallows, so she came up with the word Momos, and that's just a word that stuck in our family since then. And it's funny because I actually work in a coffee shop now, and people come in and they order hot chocolates, and straight away I'm like, oh, so would you like Momos with that? And they look at me as though to say, oh my gosh, what's a Momo? And then obviously I tell them the story, and yeah, so it's that's our word, Momos.
Once it's in your head, you can't get it out. It's just that's how it sounds all the time.
Yeah.
That was your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for St. John WA. Safe 000 for emergencies. Mix 94.5.